you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. From every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we worship you for who you are. You are good. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Father God, we worship you and we magnify and honor your name today. Hallelujah. Well, you know, when you come in and you're around these beautiful, beautiful decorations, talking about the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, they've done an awesome job this year. They're just absolutely gorgeous. You walk in and you begin to think about Christmas, about the birth of our Lord. You know, you get to go over the story about how the angel appeared to Mary and told her about Christ being born, and the story of Joseph, and the story of John and Elizabeth, and Zechariah and Elizabeth, and the birth of John the Baptist, and you get to hear those stories again. And you know, the first song I like to sing, it's like, you know, just go tell it on the mountain. What do we tell them? To tell them to go out and, you know, whatever you want to do with it, but we're not telling people to go out and see Santa, or to go out and buy a tree. That's okay. But we're telling them that Jesus Christ is born. That's the message of the church. That's the message of the gospel, isn't it? Amen? All right, let's sing. Go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born. The message of hope. Hallelujah. Have you ever been talking to somebody and a lot of stuff's been going on in the person's life, a lot of hope, abuse maybe, and a lot of just stuff, and when you finally begin to talk to them about how much God loves them, and you're introducing them to Jesus, all of a sudden their eyes change. And the despair turns to hope. Amen. The hope of the gospel. A mighty, mighty Savior we have. Yes.
Everyone needs compassion. Everyone needs to get there.
You need to go on back to class. There's something special going on this morning. Now the
and the preschool and nursery.
Preschool and nursery too.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing what? For the glory of the risen King. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just lift our hands and just worship and magnify Him today as we praise Him this morning. Praise you, Jesus, Lord God. We love you so much. We praise you. Hallelujah.
I am holding on to the rock I cling. How can I keep on singing your praise? How can I ever surrender? How amazing is your love? How can I keep on shouting your praise?
From singing your praise.
Can you do it?
Sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing cause you pick me up.
Yes.
Sing cause you're there. I can sing cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer.
And magnify you, Jesus. I can sing in the troubled times. Come on.
Sing when I win.
Come on.
I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing cause you pick me up.
Sing cause you're there. I can sing cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath. Sing, for I know that I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your name?
Yeah.
How can I ever sing the
song in our heart today, Father, is praising and it's worshiping you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, right now, church, everything we do it by faith. We worship God because of faith. We believe. Do you know there's coming a day when, as this song says, my faith shall be my eyes. My eyes are going to see everything that we have been worshiping and singing about because we're going to rise. Amen.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Hallelujah. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won.
and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing near when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is
all of y'all. I want to just testify just a little bit here. You want to know what a shadow is? Let me tell you my story about my shadow. See, I'm a convicted felon. And as hard as I try to go out in this world and apply for a job, just a simple application, because I made the wrong choices. Now I can't even go get a simple job. So if you think you got troubles, I'm going to tell you what you do. You look next door, because your trouble might be this big compared to your neighbors. Amen. Pray about your situations. Come in contact with your God and your Savior. Amen. Because what He says goes. Even though I can't get a job, I've got faith. I've got faith. And no matter what happens in my life, I will not let go of God.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
He is my
Amen.
Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, there's a day that's drawing near when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. Thank you.
I would like for everybody just to bow your heads. You know, as Ricardo was singing, as he was sharing, as we were worshiping the Lord, Sherry shared a word she had from the Lord coming over here, praying for service this morning, praying for the praise and worship team, and some are out because of, you know, working, and Jack's father's sick up in Ohio, and he had to go up. So, you know, she was just praying for the team and praying for them. She had a vision kind of like from the Lord. Share a little bit, Sherry. Share a little bit of what the Lord showed you. Okay.
Sometimes when some of us are missing, it makes it a little difficult to do our job the way we feel like it should be done. And like she said, I was praying for the team because some of us are missing today. And I was just thanking God that we do have the opportunity to worship Him and praise Him, but to please help us this morning because we were going to be a little short-handed. And I was singing some of the songs that we were practicing on Thursday night and just thinking about the parts of the group and the team that are here, and everyone is so faithful to be here when they can, and I appreciate them so much, and I know God does too. And I was just singing some of the songs, and as I was driving, the clouds were kind of covering the sky, and it was real gloomy looking. And all of a sudden, just this bright ray of sunshine, and just like parted the clouds a little bit, and you could see the sun shining through. It was real bright and pretty. And I had this picture in my heart of all the heavenly angels standing around God, and the choir singing and praising Him and worshiping Him, and He's just in all of His glory, and all of a sudden, His hand went out like this, and this one went up. He said, "Shh. My kids are singing. My children are worshiping me." Amen. And He told me that when our hearts are set on Him, that even when we feel like we're a little bit inadequate and that we aren't doing our best, He knows what our intent is. And He reaches out and He receives that. And it was just such a blessing to me, and I wanted to share that with the team this morning, because sometimes we need that encouragement that even though we're doing the best we feel like we can and it's just not good enough, God knows. And God's in control, and He can take what we give Him and use it.
You know, and as we were ministering unto the Lord, you know, we were singing that Ricardo was sharing about, "I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow. No more pain." You know, and I just want to talk to you this morning. And if there's somebody here that you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you don't even know. You have no hope right now. I mean, the hope that Ricardo was talking about, the hope about when Jesus comes and we're going to be with Him and we've got the Lord in our lives and He's with us every day, you don't have Him. And if you're in this church this morning, or if you're listening live, or if you're listening to this recorded message, and you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, you know what? You have an invitation to do that right now. He's always in there to give you the invitation to come to Him. But I want to say this morning, it's a special service. You know, the Bible says that the angels rejoice every time somebody accepts Him. The angels, you know, they're not necessarily just rejoicing. I mean, and I appreciate, and they are rejoicing because we're singing. But they're rejoicing because somebody somewhere is getting saved. And they're worshiping the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This invitation is for you this morning.
Amen.
To accept the Lord Jesus Christ. I want everybody, you can be seated.
Can I
yes,
finish
sir.
This?
Go ahead.
Now, even though I can't get a job, even though I'm not good enough to walk in some of these people's places of business and go to work, those same businesses will call me to come and sing for them.
Yeah.
Now, that's how good my God is. Even though I can't go work for them and spread the word, I can go sing to them. Oh, hallelujah. I was singing to a group the other night that I doubted very many go to church. But you know what? I got in there and I got to testify to them people about the Word of God. And believe me, the seed had been sown. Amen. So just because I can't work a public job, I've been working ever since I've been out of prison.
That's right.
Amen. I mean, now there is another side to this story.
That's right.
You know, I'm just letting you know that God will take care of you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Do that second verse again.
There's a day that's drawing near.
Come on.
When this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise. When he calls my name, no more sorrow, no more pain, I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And I hear the voice of the angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the
Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Danny, would you go tell the classes if they could be back in here around 11? We don't have communion then, the last thing this morning, last part of the service. So if you can tell them to try to be finishing up and being back in here about that time. Hallelujah. You know, you think about things, and I had a, I don't know why it should have been such a revelation. I mean, it's not like it's something I wasn't aware of. But I had a revelation the other day. All of a sudden it just dawned on me that ever since God raised up New Life for the Nations back in 1979, and we officially became a church in 1980, ever since that happened, the devil's been trying to kill me. I mean, he has come after me with all kinds of strange and unusual things. And I've even had the doctors tell me that you don't ever have anything just standard medical textbook. There's always some quirk to it. And I've told people, I said, that's because the devil can't come at me front on. He has to find some loophole to get in to the property. Catch me blindsided. And the devil will blindside you, and he'll use other people to blindside you. And sometimes it's people that are thinking they're helping you. You know, there's people, you know, you get excited about God, and there's people out there think it's their responsibility to calm you down. You're going overboard on this stuff. You talk too much about Jesus. You go to church all the time. What's wrong with you? Settle down a little bit and get back to normal.
Or like Tito, huh?
Yeah, sort of. Mm-hmm. How come you thought of that? Oh, you know, maybe all of you don't, but if you're sports fans, you know about the young man Tim Tebow. That's a quarterback for the Denver Broncos. That even his general manager and nobody thinks he's the right quarterback.
But he's winning.
But he's winning the games in unusual ways. Almost miraculous things seem to be happening when he's in the game. And he's been criticized for talking too much about Jesus. But I heard the other day that even his players and even the people there in the organization with him, they were interviewing one of the other people, and without realizing what he was doing, he was giving them some kind of answer, and in the end it was, "Praise the Lord." So, set your course. Set your course to follow God, to stand up for Him, and to do what He said. But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. Amen. In Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Wherever we are, we have the opportunity to be witnesses for Jesus. When my dad was young, and some of you probably already have heard me say this. When my dad was young, like I think somewhere around 20, something like that, he felt like God had called him to the ministry. And there wasn't a lot you could do to prepare. It was kind of limited in your resources. But he had the opportunity to go to Berea, the Berea College. They had a training program where, because he didn't have a high school education or anything, but they had a training program at that time in Berea that trained you for the ministry. And so he went to Berea. And he stayed up there a little while, and he got so homesick he couldn't stand it any longer.